There are certain Gospels that are reserved for Sundays. The one we've just read is one example. The long sixth chapter of John's Gospel, from which we read in the Gospel today, is one of the favorite Gospels for Sunday. The reason is not far to seek, because in this sixth chapter, Christ first of all foretold that he would institute the Holy Eucharist. And as we've just heard, having made the promise and told his disciples that he would give them his own flesh to eat and blood to drink, many left him. And the evangelist says many of his disciples left him. So many, in fact, that Christ then turned to the 12 and asked them, "Do you want to leave too?" And Peter, speaking for the rest, "Lord, don't ask that question. Where are we going to go? We can't believe you. Whom can we believe?" Christ, therefore, foretold the institution of the Eucharist in the same context. He foretold his own resurrection from the dead. Because, having instituted the Blessed Sacrament, he promised those who would receive him that, like him, they would rise from the dead. All of this is locked up in our regular Sunday celebration. What do we commemorate on Sunday? We first of all commemorate what already happened. Christ did rise from the dead. And that's why 52 times a year we celebrate the memory of Christ's resurrection. Come to think of it, that's why Sunday is Sunday and no longer Saturday, the Sabbath, as I know from New York City. Saturdays, New York is empty. 3 million Jewish people, they are celebrating the Sabbath. Sundays, all the stores reopen. Business as usual. After all, New York is a Jewish metropolis. So Sundays we commemorate Christ's resurrection. But Sundays we also commemorate the Holy Eucharist. Because what is the Eucharist except the risen Savior? And Sundays, we also celebrate what we are looking forward to, namely, that like Christ, we too one day will rise glorious from the grave. In other words, on Sundays, we celebrate a memory, we celebrate a present reality, and we celebrate a future promise. Our Lord rose from the dead on Sunday. My hope is, at least I planned it this way, my hope is that this homily will be remembered, I hope, for all the Sundays to come. That we, unlike those who left Christ, we believe in Him. Because this human being, the child of a woman like all of us, we believe, he is the Son of God. And by his own power, raised himself from the dead. Sunday is a day of faith. Faith in Christ's resurrection. And because we believe he rose from the dead, we are sure that all his claims to being who he said he was are true. Only God could have done what Jesus did, allowed himself to be killed, and then by his own power raised himself from the grave. But Sunday is also a day of faith, not only because we commemorate Christ's resurrection on Easter Sunday. It is also a day of faith because on this day we celebrate that faith which tells us that the risen Jesus is in our midst. In other words, not only did Christ rise from the dead and then ascend to heaven, but this Christ is in our midst. He's here. And we have no doubt the faith that takes to believe that Jesus Christ is on our altars, in our midst, the same Savior who walked the streets of Palestine and who, rising from the dead on Easter Sunday, is with us here and now. But finally, and frankly, most importantly, we believe not only that Christ rose from the dead, that he is with us, the risen Savior, here and now. Feet away from him when we worship him in the tabernacle, and literally on our lips, on our tongue, and in our body, in Holy Communion. We believe it. But we further believe that because he rose, and because we receive this risen body, in spirit we will never die, as he promised. Remember? And that come a day when we will rise like he did. In other words, we are all going to have our Easter Sunday. The church has never told us when the final resurrection will take place. But it is a very common teaching. It's going to be, you would expect it to be, on a Sunday. With Peter, let's tell our Lord, Lord, we won't leave you. We can't. You surely have the words of eternal life. We believe you rose from the dead. We believe you gave us the Eucharist to keep us alive in your grace. We believe that like you, we too will rise from the grave. Jesus, we believe, we believe, we believe. Help our unbelief. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.